A Utah man named Joshua Holt traveled to Venezuela last year to marry his Venezuelan fiance. But soon after he got there, he ended up behind bars on weapons charges. John Otis reports that Holt's family believes he is a victim of geopolitics.
A former Eagle Scout and a Mormon missionary, 24-year-old Joshua Holt met Tamara Candelo through a religious website. After a whirlwind online romance, Holt and Candelo, a Venezuelan Mormon, agreed to get married in her home country. But Venezuela is plagued by high crime, food shortages, and political unrest that President Nicolas Maduro often blames on the United States. In a Skype interview, Holt's mother, Lori, says she urged her son not to go.
I'd heard things that it was dangerous there, that they didn't like the Americans there. And he's like, Mom, it's not that bad. Don't worry. I'll be safe.
After their honeymoon, the couple settled into Candelo's apartment in a housing project on the outskirts of Caracas. They had planned to move to the U.S. with Candelo's two young daughters and were waiting for approval for her U.S. visa. But on June 30th, an anti-police squad burst into Candelo's apartment, where agents claimed to find an AK-47 assault rifle and a grenade. Holt and Candelo were hauled off to jail.
La pareja de extranjeros estaba alojada en este complejo habitacional.
On state television, Interior Minister Gustavo González linked the couple to a paramilitary gang that had recently killed a ruling party politician. But to some analysts, his evidence seemed thin. When I visit the couple's apartment, Holt's mother-in-law, Maria Candelo, who was here on the day of the raid, tells me she saw police slip the weapons into Holt's luggage. Holt's lawyer, Jeanette Prieto, says there are other holes in the case. They don't have a single fingerprint from the arms that match those of my client, she says. This type of legal persecution happens all the time in Venezuela, says Alfredo Romero, who directs Foro Penal, an organization of lawyers that defends political prisoners.
The executive power systematically has been repressing people and detaining people without any kind of legal justification.
Facing waves of protests, the Maduro government arrested more than 5,000 people on what Romero calls trumped-up charges. Most were eventually released. But he thinks Holt is being held to justify Maduro's claim that the United States is trying to overthrow his government.
Everything that can be used to support this propaganda, it's okay for them.
Holt and his wife have now spent 9 months in jail without even a preliminary hearing. On visiting day, Maria Candelo arrives at the jail with clean clothes and a pot of spaghetti for Holt and her daughter. She says prison food doesn't agree with Holt and that he's lost about 60 pounds. Back in Utah, Lori Holt has been advised by the U.S. State Department not to travel to Venezuela to visit her son, but she hasn't given up hope.
Eventually, he'll come home and we'll be able to go back to our normal lives, and I can stop crying every night.
Venezuelan officials did not respond to NPR's request for comment. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Caracas, Venezuela.